जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सुहासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे। सो कृष्णा कैन नॉट बी आउट ऑफ वृंदावन बिकॉज ऑफ हिज मोस्ट beloved devotees love for him. So this is the main reason why he does not go out of Vrindavan. Na Vrindavana paritajya padam ekam na vigacchati. I don't go even one step out of Vrindavan. Actually he says paritajya means by leaving Vrindavan. I cannot leave Vrindavan. Paritajya, I cannot leave Vrindavan even for a moment. So why is that so? Because of his competition with his devotees to bring out that most intense love for each other. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan brings every single drop of his love out of his heart. And Krishna also brings every drop of love that inhabitants of Vrindavan has for him. Just like example can be given that a girlfriend and a boyfriend and same person is with his wife and same person with his colleagues at work and same person with his enemy and same person with somebody who hates him, the amount of love that will come out of his heart is differs from his girlfriend to his wife to his colleagues to a person who hates him. So in Raj, in Vrindavan, Krishna is enjoying most exalted form of love with the gopis in a parakya ras. Parakya ras means a lady, a woman or a girl who has her husband but she does not care anything about the laws of karma, laws of dharma, laws of reincarnation, laws of going to hell or heaven. He puts everything aside. She puts everything aside and she loves her lover even though she is married legally to other person, her husband. So this is called Jarpati Bhav or Upapati Bhav. Lover girlfriend loving her boyfriend even though she is married to some other person as husband. So we should not mistake this for the Lord because all the gopis, his girlfriend, are his own Swarup Shakti, his own internal potency, and all these girlfriends does not belong to anybody else than Krishna in spiritual world or in material world. But to taste that transcendental mellow, topmost transcendental mellow, Krishna takes help of his internal potency called Yoga Maya, which covers consciousness of his girlfriend, gopis, and he also himself voluntarily accepts that covering from his internal potency called Yoga Maya in order to taste the highest pleasure of conjugal parakya ras. So, going further down, describing inhabitants of Vrindavan, He has father and mother. He has friends like Madhu Mangal and Subal and many, many like that. And he has servants also. And he has trees and birds and furniture and palaces and everything. So all these ras, Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya, and other subsidiary rasas like Bibhatsa, Hasya, etc. There in Vrindavan, Krishna is enjoying these rasas. So the Vrindavan Dham is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chintamani Bhumi Kalpa Vruksha Mai Var Charma Chakshu Dekhe Tare Prapanche Rasam Prem Netre Dekhe Tare Swarup Prakash Gop Gopi Sange Jaha Krishner Vilas. Meaning, the Vrindavan Dham is Chintamani Dham. Every stone in Vrindavan is touchstone, and every vruksha, every tree in Vrindavan is a kalpa vruksha tree, and the abode is totally transcendental. But when we see it with charma chakshu, when we see it with our material eyes, then it looks like prapancha raman. Prapancha means panch, bhautik. Material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. So it looks like prapancha, but it is not. When we see with our prem netra, prem, with our eyes oriented with love, then we can see the real swarup prakash, real nature, transcendental nature of Vrindavan Dham. And Gopa Gopi Sange Jaha Krishna Ravilas. In that abode, divine abode of Krishna Vrindavan, there Krishna Ravilas, Krishna is having his beautiful, lovable, loving pastimes with Gop and Gopi. This is Vrindavan. So, Sakhi Bina Ei Lila Pushta Nahi Hai. Sakhi Lila Vistariya, Sakhi Aswadan. Without Sakhi, Krishna's amorous loving pastimes cannot flourish or enhance or increase. Sakhi Lila Vistariya, Sakhi Aswadan. And these gopis, they increase, expand, and the transcendental loving amorous pastimes of Krishna, and those sakhis, they are the one who enjoys the most. And these sakhis are his internal potencies, swarup saktis, none other than swarup saktis. And specially our bhav, our way of practicing in ISKCON, in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, is Manjari Bhav. We are supposed to be follower of Rupa Goswami, who is Rupa Manjari in Vraj Dham, Vrindavan Dham. And Rupa Manjari is assisting Lalita Sakhi. And Lalita Sakhi is assisting Srimati Radharani in increasing the loving exchanges between her, Radharani, and Krishna. So this Manjari, they are the replica or image of Srimati Radharani. Radharani enjoys to the top most amorous pastime, and because the Manjari are the mirror image of Srimati Radharani, they also enjoy equally the manjaris. So manjaris are the mirror image of Srimati Radharani, just like example is given that if we see our face in the mirror and if we put lipstick on our lips, then automatically the mirror image inside mirror also have a lipstick automatically. You don't have to put lipstick on in a mirror to your image so that the image can have lipstick, but you put on yourself immediately the mirror image has. Similarly, Radharani, whatever level, whatever amorous loving pastime she enjoys, manjaris they also enjoy. So this manjaris and gopis, they are Krishna sukhaika tatparya prapta. That Krishna Das Kaviraj says that these gopis and manjaris, all they think about is how we can increase the happiness of Krishna. These manjaris and gopis, they are transcendental images of giving themselves and everything, samarpan, surrendering and submission to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So they always think about the transcendental topmost happiness of Krishna all the time. So when Krishna left Vrindavan to go to Mathura, these gopis, they were totally devastated and they could not think about anything else but Krishna day and night without eating, sleeping and anything. So when Krishna left for Vrindavan, and one day Krishna tells Uddhava, please go to Vraj. The gopis are very, very distressful and I cannot even forget for a second these inhabitants of Vrindavan, and they cannot forget for a second, and we cannot come out of this deep sorrow of separation. So he's telling Uddhava, please pacify them. Ta man manaska mat prana madarthe tyakta dahika mameva daitam prestam atmanam manashagata ye tyakta loka dharmascha madarthe tan vibharmiham. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.46.4. That Krishna is saying to Uddhava, ta man manaska, that these inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially gopis, their mind is always absorbed. They cannot take mind away from me. Ta man manaska. Mat prana, they have absorbed their all life here into me. Madarthe tyakta dahika, and for me they have given up all the relatives who are his bodily relatives. Madarthe tyakta dahika mameva daitam prestam, and they consider me as their beloved and they have given all beloved thing for me. Mameva daitam prestam atmanam manasagata, and their atma, their soul, their consciousness, their mind is always absorbed in me 24 hours a day. Tyakta loka dharmascha, and they have given up all kind of social tradition, social dharma, social religious principles. They have given up everything. Madarthe, for me, they have given up everything. Tan bibharmi aham, and for such devotees, I carry what they have and I provide what they lack. Yoga kshemam vahami aham, I provide and I protect. So this is my dharma, this is my duty, that for them I give up everything and protect them. And I personally do this kind of task. It is stated that one of the gopis, amongst all gopis, she is sitting on bank of Jamuna in a loving separation from Krishna. So the Uddhava says to that gopi, so he says, meditate on Krishna. You know, he's giving jnana. So gopi says that there is no question of meditating or forgetting or putting your mind on Krishna. I'm trying to forget him. I'm trying to forget him. And I cannot forget him. And you telling me meditating, get out of here. So these kind of devotees in Vrindavan, they bring every drop of love within Krishna out, and Krishna exhibits this love, Krishna experiences this love. Krishna cannot leave these kind of devotees and go somewhere else. And so as Mother Jasoda and Nanda Maharaj, they love so much Krishna, so in loving separation, they could cry and cry and cry, and there was a kind of flow of his tears out of Nandagram. And when Uddhava came to Raj, see, he asked somebody, where is Nand Maharaj's, Jasoda Maiya's house? Then that person said, you follow this water and wherever it ends, that is the house of Mother Jasoda. And so as so many other inhabitants, birds and cows, beasts and every inhabitants of Vrindavan, they became so despondent and so unhappy, distressful by seeing Krishna leave Vrindavan. So there is no question of Krishna to leave Vrindavan by living such an intense love of his beloved devotees. The cows are crying and gopis, Gwalbal, Mitras, Nand Maharaj, elderly, young, they all were feeling so much separation when Krishna left from Mathura. So Krishna, he never leaves Vrindavan. The Vasudeva form of Krishna left Vrindavan to go to Mathura. And Vasudeva Krishna went to Dwarika, and Vasudeva Krishna fought the demons. But by taking the help of Yogamaya, he covered himself in Vrindavan and he covered the gopis and others, thinking that Krishna has left. It is impossible for us to leave the home of our beloved. How Krishna can leave Vrindavan Dham? Krishna always lives in Vrindavan, and he's always going for pasturing grounds with his friends and with his cows and calves who are very loving to him. In Bhagavatam there is beautiful sloka describing this scene, how Krishna goes out of Braj to Vrindavan for herding cows with his friends. And that is Barahapiram Natavaravapu Karaniyo Karnikaram Vibradvaso Kanaka Kapisam Vaijayantim Chamalam Randran Veno Adarasudaya Purayan Gopavrindai Vrindaranyam Swapadaramanam Pravrusat Gita Kirti. That is Varaha Pidam. On the head, Krishna is wearing beautiful feather, peacock feather, Varaha Pidam, Natavaravapu. And his transcendental body is very beautiful, like a beautiful actor. He is walking as if he is dancing, Natavaravapu. Karaniyo Karnikaram, on his 2 ears, a beautiful flower of Karan are swinging to and fro. Krishna wears yellow garments, and with that beautiful yellow flowers of Karen are beautifying the whole scene. Vibrad Vaso. Kanak, Kanak means gold. Vaso wears clothes. His dhoti, his upavarks vastra, yellow. Karne, Karen, flower, yellow. So beautiful. And he is wearing beautiful garland called Vaijanti Mala, made up of five different fragrant flowers. Randharana Venu, and when he goes to Vrindavan from Vraj, he is playing on beautiful flute. He is pushing his air into Venu flute, and it brings melodious sound and attracts all the cows. He is putting his air into flute, and it is described Adara Sudaya. Adara Sudaya means divine nectar of the lips. He is playing the flute, which attracts all the inhabitants of Braj, including gopis and cows and friends and everybody. And Vrindavana Ramanam Pravrasat Gita Kirti, that he is entering the Vrindavan Dham with all cows and friends, and gopis are looking from the balconies of their houses, and all these Gwal Mitras, all these boyfriends of his, and even gopis, they are singing the transcendental glories of his fame, Pravrasat Gita Kirti. They are glorifying Krishna. And Krishna's beauty is described Kasturi Tilakam Lalata Patale Vruksasthale Kaustubham Nasagre Karamautikam Karatale Venukare Kankanam Sarvange Harichandanam Sulalitam Kante Chamu Tavali Gopastri Parivestito Vijayate Gopalachu Damani. That is Kasturi Tilakam Lalata Patale. That Krishna is wearing beautiful Kasturi Tilak on his forehead. And Rukshasthade Kaustubham, then on his chest a beautiful multicolored Kaustubh Mani is giving beauty. Nasagre Varamautikam, and on his front portion of the nose, there is a beautiful pearl hanging from his nose. And Karatale Venu, his hands are bedecked with beautiful flute. And Kare Kankanam means on his hand there are beautiful wrist laces or bangles, kind of nice beautiful ornaments. And Sarvange Harichandanam Sulalitam, his whole body is smeared by beautiful pulp, chandan, tilak, called Harichandan. Kante Cha Muktavali, and his neck is beautified by beautiful strings of pearl necklaces. And he is Gopastri Parivestito, he is surrounded by millions and millions of gopis and gopa. So that Krishna, who is the crest jewels among the Gwal Bal or cowherd boys, all glories unto that Gopal, who is like Chudamani, crest jewel amongst the cowherd boys. So this is Krishna in Vrindavan. We can go on and on. It is unlimited pastime, unlimited katha, unlimited description of Krishna in Vrindavan. And Vrindavan is such a sweet place that Radharani enjoys Krishna and Krishna enjoys Radharani's association in Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is surcharged with lots and lots of intense love. Just like a competition of increasing love, Krishna increases inhabitants' love, and inhabitants increases even more love to Krishna, and Krishna increases that love even more and more and more and unlimitedly. Thank you very much.